Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
How do you reckon your kitchen would stack up if a food authority inspector came in and ran the white glove finger over it?
I wouldn't do too bad, I hope. Oh,
there's an
know.
Article in the paper today where somebody opened up the kitchen and said, fine, food authority, come in, check my place out. Would you put out a name and shame warning on me? Can I do a quick quiz with you here?
All right.
I've just broken it down. There's a few of the categories here. Aaron, how often would you say you replace the sponge you clean the benches with?
Oh, look, every couple of days, because they get grotty.
Oh, you're good.
Oh,
okay.
But they just get yucky. It's like,
so give yourself a ding
out.
For that.
All right. Oh, good. All right.
Weekly was the recommended time frame. So
good.
Ding.
Okay.
No name and shame for you on that front. All right. How often do you replace the tea towel with a clean one?
Oh, look, that's every couple of days, probably close to every day, because there'll be at least one child per day who'll go and wipe their hands on it, and that's grotty.
Yes, it is. No ding for you on that front,
oh,
I'm afraid.
How often?
I know. Every meal. They recommend you replace the tea towel after every meal.
Every, yeah. Oh. But what if you don't wash up every meal? That's a gong for another question,
yeah,
too,
right.
I'm sure.
Okay, next question.
Yep.
Where do you put your meat to defrost it?
Oh, it depends. If I'm in a rush, I'll stick it in the kitchen sink in some hot water.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no ding for you.
Oh, man.
Sorry, fridge only, they reckon. I know, we all stick it on the sink or on a plate and go, yeah, do your thing there, meaty. What is the maximum you would keep leftovers in the fridge?
Oh, this is bad. They can sometimes blow out a little bit and be there for quite a few days. And then, as it approaches bin night, I'm thinking, well, why stink up the bin? I'll just leave it in the fridge and chuck it out on bin night.
I hear you.
Is that
preaching
logical?
To the choir over here. Yeah, no, you're heading for a name and shame on that front,
okay,
as well. 2 days, the food authority recommends. 2 days. And last one, how often do you clean your fridge?
Let me just... Okay, it's all right. Apparently, the Eels are the worst team in the NRL at the moment.
No, they're not.
Well, this is according to official stats, which cannot be questioned.
They're not even on the bottom of the... They're not worse than the Raiders. Come on.
Well, Panthers are even below the Eels on the ladder. But in terms of points scored against them this season and stuff like that,
yeah,
they've done worse than anyone else. They've just been absolutely just shellacked, beaten.
So they've had a few losses with large margins. I don't think that's really taking into account the whole picture.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole picture according to all these stats and stuff like that. And Jarryd Hayne he's done slightly less than zero this season, apparently. So,
Oh, gee.
I'm not sure how that's possible. I don't even get that.
I think it's a Raiders fan trying to make himself feel better.
I guess so. So if you're an Eels supporter, the chances are very slim of actually winning the grand final this year, which you'd probably expect.
Well, the author of that article better duck for some blue and gold spitballs today.
I think they're going to be in trouble. And I'm just impressed I managed to maintain an entire conversation about football.
You've come a long way.
I'm both impressed and ashamed at myself. Obviously, the big news around is, Osama bin Laden. It's just everywhere. It's just everywhere.
Can I admit something to you?
Go for it.
I had a nap yesterday afternoon, and just when I was waking up, I sort of leant over and checked Twitter for the news, and I saw the news, and my stomach just dropped. You know that when you hear something shocking and you get that adrenaline rush?
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe it had happened, and it took me a few minutes when I suddenly realised that I'd actually misread the original news, and I thought it said that Obama had been killed. And I was quite distressed by the news, and then I realised, no, that would be Osama, as in Osama bin Laden. I don't feel like I'm on first-name basis with him. I prefer to call him bin Laden. It's a lot less confusing for me.
I guess so. But, yeah, wow. The dancing and partying in the streets a bit much too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just I don't celebrate death like that, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, it should be just a sad thing generally. Just generally, okay, well, all right, this person who orchestrated this horrible event almost 10 years ago.
Sure.
It should all just be very sad. We should just be very sad for the whole thing, I really think. And has it changed anything? Has it fixed anything. In a sense, people have got revenge. I suppose that's what people are happiest about.
Mm.
But
what does that achieve?
Yeah, exactly. The conditions still exist in these areas of the world where poverty reigns, and people like the Taliban just seem to be able to move in. And this is, that's not me talking either. I've heard many international experts, and Keith Sitter will say that too, that, you know, instead of bombing places, maybe we should have thought about aid a long time ago. And uh-huh. and also in different ways, you know, government have supplied weapons for places and things.
I know.
And not thinking how what would happen in the future. But, yeah, it's just it's a little sad. But that's the way it is. But he's been caught, and that's what trillions of dollars have sort of been spent on in a loose way. It's been indirectly related to the capture of bin Laden. But
if you lived next door to this woman 6 months ago, you'd be forgiven for not recognising your old neighbour on the TV last night. Emma Duncan has lost a staggering 62.1 kilos in her time on The Biggest Loser. And last night, that won her first place in 100 grand. Emma, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Amazing. How did it feel to put that sparkly little dress on and be in the finale last night?
Oh, it was great. Oh, I loved it. The dress was hot. I thought when I looked at it on the rack, I thought, oh, that's not going to fit. Oh, I don't think I should be wearing that. But once I put it on and realised it fitted and looked good, I was like, woo, all excited.
Excellent. So good. Did you actually think you would win approaching the night?
I did at one point, and then when I saw the Westerns weigh in, I thought they're so light. I don't think I have a chance now. So there was at one point where I thought, oh no, I'm not going to win. But I was, you know, I just tried to be as confident as I could and, you know, hope that all my hard work had paid off.
I got really nervous for you last night. I thought Hayley was outing you as being pregnant. It seemed like she was trying to get you to announce that you were having a baby.
No, I'm not pregnant or having a baby. I think, you know, because, you know, throughout the show, you know, they'd always talked about, you know, because I'd wanted to be, you know, a mum and things like that. So, you know, she was just asking, you know, how future plans were for me.
Compare and contrast. You before going on the show, how you felt the whole thing to how you're feeling now.
Oh, I feel fantastic now compared to what I did. I think I said, like, as I said last night, you know, I was lying. I thought I was happy before, but, you know, I wasn't lying, but I was kidding myself to, you know, how happy I really can be. So, no, I'm 100% happier now than what I was, definitely.
What's it like for a marriage to make all those huge changes? Do you have to sort of redefine your relationship together?
No, it's sort of like when we first met again.
Oh.
That's what it sort of feels like. You know how you're all like, oh, happy and lovey and dovey. And, yeah, it just feels like, you know, how you first, when you first meet someone and things. So it's really good. It's fantastic.
How great. And, of course, your twin Meg was part of your team as well. Have you ever seen her looking the way she does now?
Oh, absolutely not, no. Meg was always big growing up through high school and things, so I have not seen Meg this thin ever. Like, she just looks so amazing and incredible and beautiful.
Well, give us the winning formula. You've lost a person, let's be honest, that's just phenomenal, isn't it? What's the key to your success?
The key is 80% diet. It is diet. You know, even though I did do a lot of exercise, as long as your diet and your nutrition is on track, you know, you can just go for a half an hour walk each day, if that's all you could do. But just make sure your diet's 100% on track, and then the weight should just drop off. It's what you put in your mouth.
Are there certain foods that you just know you can't go near anymore?
Oh, basically everything I used to eat.
Right.
Yeah. Everything I used to eat is not on my diet list anymore.
You won't occasionally just sort of go and have a chicken parmy at the pub or something like that? You won't sort of do that kind of thing?
Not at this point in time. I think I need to learn to control, like, you know, maintain my weight at this point in time. I don't want to, you know, go having one and then realising, oh, wow, how I missed this. So, no, I don't think it really interests me anyway. Even when I took, you know, helped out the family with some temptations in the house, you know, I did feel quite sick after eating it. So it doesn't really interest me anymore, no.
Going in and working so closely together with your family, what do you feel like you've learnt about your family and that dynamic while you've been on the show?
Oh, just how strong we all are, really. You know, Meg always used to be just give in to anyone and, you know, she'd be like, oh, whatever you want to do sort of thing. And, you know, she just stands on her own two feet now and, you know, she stands up for herself. And just how, like, we're all such a close family anyway, but we're just all bonded so well and got along. And I think we're only the only family that didn't actually argue or, you know, disrespect each other sort of thing. So, you know, we're always so close and we just grew even more.
What about Tiffany? Do you think you'll be catching up with her for training sessions in the future?
Oh, absolutely. I love her. I loved it. People are like, oh, I bet you hated her screaming in your face and stuff like that. But no, it didn't bother me at all. I really enjoyed it. I liked it.
Great. You're going to find a local dojong and keep the training up?
Yeah, hopefully one that's not as hot as that dojang was. It was a sweat box. Maybe that's why we, you know, we all lost so much weight because we were sweating kilos out in that dojang. But no, yeah, I think I will continue in the whole taekwondo line, yeah.
Good stuff. So what's next? Have you got plans?
I think I'm going to maybe go do like my personal training course and stay in the fitness industry as well and maybe start a family as well.
Exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Well, all the very best to you. You look fantastic. You've just done so very well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.